Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is PJ and Imogen with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a new round of government grants has been launched by the state manufacturing minister, Glenn Butcher, with an additional $20 million available to manufacturing companies promoting growth in the industry. This Made in Queensland grant has supported over 6,500 jobs and 161 advanced manufacturing projects, many of which are located in regional Queensland. Berg Engineering, a recipient of the Made in Queensland funding, will see 6 new full-time jobs at their Brisbane facility as a result of new equipment provided through the grant.
The next story contains mentions of child violence. Listener discretion is advised. An international manhunt has been sparked for a man who poured hot coffee on an infant at Haddon Lawn Park in Stones Corner, with the 9-month-old now recovering in hospital. The infant and his mother were having a picnic in the Brisbane park when the man allegedly threw the hot beverage on the baby, causing burns to the infant's face and chest. Detective Inspector Paul Dalton says the police have been unable to establish a motive for the attack, and he has not come to the attention of Australian authorities before. Police say the 33-year-old man flew out of Australia on August 31st after driving from Queensland to Sydney, launching the international manhunt.
In national news, further progress has been made on the Labor government's commitment to addressing family violence faced by women and children in First Nations communities through the development of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Family Safety Plan. Minister for Social Services Amanda Rishworth states that the government has opened a public submission process to engage on a series of questions which will influence the design of the plan. The submission process aims to ensure that the plan will reflect the needs and aspirations of First Nations communities.
The following story mentions mental illness and self-harm. Listener discretion is advised. A new study from the University of Queensland have found autistic people are 3 times more likely to die by suicide than people not on the autism spectrum. The study, which reviewed 1,500 international research papers, also found that people with an intellectual disability are 5 times more likely to die to suicide than people not on the spectrum. Lead researcher Dr. Damien Santamaro partly attributed these risks to factors reducing the quality of life for those affected, including social stigma and discrimination, and barriers to opportunities and outcomes. He says the findings demonstrate a critical need for intervention and suicide prevention in these communities to reduce the mental and physical burdens placed on autistic and learning impaired people.
In international news, Mexico is the first country to elect judges at all levels of government following a vote made by Parliament where the necessary 2/3 majority for changing the constitution was reached. Court employees, law students and concerned citizens are protesting the decision, demonstrating their concern for the influence of organized crime in the new system. The United States government has warned that their trade agreements with Mexico are predicated upon investor confidence in the Mexican legal framework, so there may be repercussions due to the changes.
For your weather today, it's currently 24.7 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
If your list of hobbies is looking a bit sketch lately, perhaps you figure you need to try something more artistic, like